on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
It's awesome. You know, I love seeing those guys back out there in pads and being able to hit one another again. So, you know, it's pretty fun seeing those guys out there.
I'm feeling good. It was very competitive, very high intensity. And I could say I got a lot stronger, faster, wiser. You know, I just feel a lot better.
It's a lot of what I expected. Only thing that's kind of shocking me right now is the weather. You know, it's a little cold out there, but other than that, it's going pretty good.
Things that they want to hear, we very simply talk about our program, how we're going to do things, what we're built upon, and also our vision for each person and what it'll be like when they're here. So it's really transparent. It's not for everybody, but I think a lot of guys will find that they'll want to come to a place like this, come to Nebraska.
Good morning. Coffee and cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside DB.
What
Andrew
up?
Rogers. DB, I listened to your little podcast sit down with the boys working out yesterday.
Oh, fudge.
And I listened to the beginning portion, and I'm like, man. You know, because you were like, yeah, we brought you up. And I'm like, I'm going to listen now. And those guys were like, Andrew's a handful. Like, I know I'm a handful. But these guys made it seem like that's pretty bad that I'm a handful. So I think I need to do some self-inventory there. and thinking, am I a handful? Or are you guys the
handful?
Well,
they're a handful. So those are guys, I get the sense like if I spent some time with them, like I would get in trouble. Right? I don't get that sense with you. Even though, like, I mean, the energy and, like, the tempo and stuff, it's I mean, you got to keep up.
I think it's radio. That's why. I think because when we did Morning Dump, we pushed the limit a little bit.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the difference between radio and podcast.
It seemed a lot. I'll buy that. I mean, Morning Dump, it got a little borderline. And I don't know what the difference is. I mean, I think I do stylistically, but we're still the two.
Right.
Still the
no,
same
I think
two
I
people.
Feel more comfortable knowing that if you say something, it can get removed before it gets posted.
Oh, yeah.
Via a podcast.
I got to get better at that because you know me. I don't give a what. I don't really give a what. I'm still.
You ride that line perfectly, though. You tightrope it well.
It's my personality. It's totally my personality. No, it's funny too. We heard in the opening clip when Coach Rule was talking about. I thought of you right away when he said. He goes, "We're gonna tell you what you know it could be like, you know, when you're here, and it's not for everybody, but you're gonna want to come to Nebraska." And I'm like, if that son of a gun doesn't go over and over what it's gonna be like when you're here, like a comp. Like that's his thing. Seriously, like, and I think I don't know how that plays, but apparently it casts visions for folks to be able to see once they get there. Hey, it's gonna be like this. This is how we think we can utilize you. Hey, can you see it? Can you see it? Like Jake doing his closing argument in A Time to Kill. Can you see it? Can you see it? Now imagine. Your safety. You know what I mean?
Like the not for everybody line really hit.
He knows, and
he
knows that, right? Like
it's not for everybody. It was kind of slept on, right? That line right there, and that sentence was slept on.
Not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. Well, okay. Thanks for being transparent. Something that we've been hearing a lot out of this staff is the fact that they will be transparent with you.
Once a week, man. If I'm around football enough, whether I'm, you know, we're training or coaching, or I'll say inevitably, hey, man, it's a tough sport. Played by tough people. It is not for everybody.
Here, so it's really transparent,
right? Like
it's not for everybody, but I think
it really
a lot of
isn't. It's a tough sport to fight your way through, especially when you have how many players on the football field at one time right now?
It's the amount of
80 plus.
It's the amount of practices compared to the number of games. That's what makes it extremely difficult. Like you don't see the reward
until you get closer
for a while.
Yeah.
And then you gotta wait a while and do it again. You're not doing it every 2 or 3 days, or you don't get to run it right back. So it's the work that you get versus the time that you get to actually spend playing.
It's an upstairs sport.
Oh yeah, like for
you,
sure.
You have to be tough mentally
for sure
to play the sport. Now, everything's about detail and urgency right now for this staff.
You hear it? Well, I forgot to say good morning, man.
Good morning. Yeah, to everybody.
Hey guys, great to see you.
Oh, Shane is
on with us today.
Yeah, do you think we should invite him down to the H&H Chevrolet studio?
We should, although it should be on one of the days that nobody's in house, so that
he's shoot the breeze.
Comfortable. Yeah.
So I can't remember what his go to is.
It's great to see everybody. Thank you guys.
His coffee. What did he say? He had some terminology. Was it either black or something mud?
Well, black is common for coffee.
But it had another thing.
Oh, it had a follow-up word.
Yeah, and he said he gets it. He drinks it every day. So I can't remember what it was because we were just passing one of the stations, kind of walking, and you could get. It was like
Rule a, seems like somebody that like a, drinks a smoothie like you drink in the morning.
I can't I wish I could remember what he said. He just rolled off. He's like something black like with mud, and I was just like, what? But I didn't want to be all
you're just
business.
Nodding your head
I
and just, smiling.
I kept it pushing. I was on a mission. I wanted to go talk to Cam Jerkins, who, by the way, looks fantastic.
Huge.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Team Jack Gala. I mean, that dude could eat me.
So the thing I think that makes me the most happy, this is so weird. I don't know. It's just weird how we get off. But he's just an easy guy to cheer for. It was extremely difficult for him here, and he never complained. He just stayed with it and stayed with it and stayed with it. People talk reckless. Didn't have the greatest exit interview. Like, and here he was, back with some of the fellas, getting paid. Stays healthy, will easily get his second contract. And I just remember arguing with people. Like, I'm like, this is a Sunday guy. This is a Sunday guy. Like, you can't really replicate and just go pick a guy out of the lineup that can do what he can do. And he did it without saying a word. Just went to work, man. Like, easy guy to cheer
for. Something that I got from his one-on-one with Anna when we went to the Team Jack Gala was the fact that he gets to learn under Jason Kelce, and he's not afraid to wait his turn. He's got the best attitude to be a successful football player.
Yeah, he's a stud. Big, big fan.
And before you said that, I don't think I ever got that vibe from him that he had a hard time.
So you weren't were you here yet when he couldn't snap his first couple years?
I was in Sioux City watching it,
and
but I was not.
You
here
know, he
in
was
kind
of
yet.
The victim of our inability to like stay in the moment. He got a, he got a comparison, and you know, people couldn't really handle it. You know, took it and kind of ran and made a lot of jokes about Remington and this, that, and the other, and just. Wasn't his fault, right? And I knew what his coach was saying. And while we're laughing, cracking jokes, like his coach was closer to being Frost was closer to being right than not. But there were just we couldn't fast forward to prediction to draft without some of the games and
without the journey.
Without the journey, right? Because it's easy now, but there were some dark, dark days, boy. I mean, people would count bad snaps, and crank them out on social media or, you know, article. Hey, 7-8 bad snaps cost Nebraska the game, the timing. Like, it was not rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise that moved us along.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So anyway, hey, I just it was my Cam Jurgens moment.
Whenever you're cooking at home,
yeah,
do you ever compare it to things going on in your life? Or even
give me an example.
Things going on in your job.
Por ejemplo.
So I made a crock pot meal last night.
By the way, it did look just like TikTok.
Not too shabby.
TikTok it looked
my cookbook.
No, I see people laugh at me. Right.
That's how I get my recipes.
Listen, I made a mushroom sauce for some steaks the other day.
Unbelievable.
Straight out of TikTok. And it was, I'm telling
you. Yeah, remember that aioli I made with the fresh cilantro and everything else? TikTok.
Yeah. All you need is that dirty bird, shorty. There's a couple guys that I really like. And one of my guys, all he ever says is what the seasoning is because it's his product line.
That's why I like the Dano's guy.
And oh yeah,
he says that.
I couldn't believe it was
time.
Only in Walmart's.
Well, it's not. It's everywhere. But
okay.
Like the big. You were asking about those big containers, and yeah. I said the best place to find it is Walmart.
Okay, so I'm back on that, and I got another guy. He is super.
Hit it with the pop, pop, pop.
Listen, all the way hood, like super hood, and. His, like one of his first TikToks, he just stacked the seasonings. He's like, man, I know this seems like a lot of seasonings, but you just got to stay with me. And it looked like one of those games that kids play with sand, and they're all different colors, and you like.
Yes.
Hey, now it's got its own. He found a company to do his seasoning.
That's fantastic.
Unbelievable. I'll show you some of his TikToks. I can't say a lot of what he says, and I certainly can't say how he says it. But my man is fantastic on TikTok. So I don't know if that would be my life journey. I watched this one girl. I showed her the mic on the way home from practice last night. All she does typically is TikToks where she's eating. And she always starts out by saying, hey, y'all. Today I got some, I don't know who told me, they like eat out every day.
Well, she looks like it too.
Stop. But she does like to cook, right? So, you know, she's like, one day I was crying because have you ever heard the term put your foot in it? That means like you did a good job cooking. Like somebody said, oh, you really put your foot in this, right? And so like the last couple of times she's like, I put my feet in this, y'all. And I was like. Multiple? She did a shopping, what she got from Walmart. She's like, hey, a little shopping at Walmart. This is what we got.
It's pure entertainment.
Bro, I was in tears. Absolute tears. It keeps me, when I'm not watching three unanswered goals, like apparently no lead is safe in hockey.
The Blues almost blew it.
So I joked about this like a month ago. I'm like, yeah, so... Apparently, we just roll out and score like four or five goals in the season. You're like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of scoring in hockey. Like, is any lead safe in hockey?
No, it's almost like.
It's crazy.
Remember how we talked about baseballs being juiced and people hitting home runs nonstop? It's like hockey pucks are juiced now. They just find a way to go to the back of the net.
You guys almost did trick it off.
Oh, dude, it was 5-3.
Was that 7-6 final?
No, 6-5 in OT.
Okay.
5-3 going into the third period. And all of a sudden, because I'm. Watching the McDonald's All-American game. I'm typing in some notes.
Are those interviews kind of cringy?
Yeah, a little bit. But you need a lot of interviews for an event like that because the product of basketball, despite having everybody out there, is all about, hey, I'm going to go down this time and shoot it. Okay, and I'm not going to get the rebound. They're going to go down. Same guy that dribbles it up shoots it, right? There wasn't a lot of ball movement, so it wasn't a lot of tech. You weren't looking at the methods.
Wasn't watching a lot of basketball.
Right. Yeah. You know, you're just. It was like a pickup game, but you got to see the best players, and it started to become a basketball game with 3 minutes left. That was the most exciting part to it. But yes, outside of it all, it's like, hey, what story can you get? And there were a lot there because a lot of these kids are the product of. Former NBA players, or they're a legacy.
It's a lot of those guys, right? With Bronny and Boozer, and it's a lot of those dudes.
And is it Stojakovic?
Yeah, Petra's son. He, yeah. Oh yeah, that dude could shoot it.
Oh, and all of them are gamers out there. And what I really like about the McDonald's All-American game, before I get back to the food example that I was telling you about, what I really like about it is you can sit down, not know anything about high school basketball or, you know, these kids' journey, and find out where they're going to be playing next year.
This is a journey into sound.
I'll take it.
That's not how it opens up.
No, okay. It's always about music. Oh, my bad. Did you see my I'm rocking. Can you guys see this? I'm going with the Outlaw, Josie Wales.
I'm an Indian Outlaw.
You like that? It's my dude. Big Clint Eastwood guy.
You're a big T-shirt guy.
Yeah, but I don't just wear it. I always have sleeves on. Doesn't matter what time of year.
That is true.
Yeah, always.
I've never seen you without it.
Yeah.
Well, have I seen you without it?
No, no, sir.
You're not like a T-shirt guy when you play football so that you feel more athletic out there if you have to go one-on-one with your team.
No coach rule. No.
No, so I was making this crockpot meal last night, and it had me thinking about spring leading up to fall for football. Because when you make a crockpot meal, okay, so you give it time to cook, right? And then you reap the benefits later for dinner. But you have to give it a lot of time when it's in a crock pot. So in this case, the cooking process is spring. So for starters, the meat. That's the players, okay? Bland, fresh, but in need of flavor. In need of a tune-up. In need of development.
Oh, Lord.
The seasoning is the coaches. Without spice, there is no flavor. There is no improvement. There's no taste. And frankly, all the seasoning during the cooking process is what fills up the kitchen with all the good smells. And the smell is something that makes you think, I can't wait to eat. Although, I can't wait for football.
Although if you're in the crock pot still, I don't know about the smells. Yeah, I don't know about all that.
You don't like the smell of
I'm not a crock pot
of the kitchen
guy, even though I will admit there's one good meal that I've had that came out of a crock
pot. Well, it's like putting something in the oven, too, that you need.
It was called crock pot tacos. And it was a lot better than it looked. So hopefully that has a lot to do with this football team, too. Because I'm just telling you, it doesn't pop off the page with, like, twitchy talent. Like,
but what it does do is pop off the page with the right talent.
I hope so. I hope so, right? They've done a much better job of, you know, taking care of the ball. Like, where – so in your crockpot analogy of life, which I kind of like, where's, like, attitude or, like, attention to detail? Like, because if you're cooking
– right.
You just made your meal yesterday. Mm-hmm. You tweak a few things, mm-hmm. right? But you still had to eat.
Well, so
is that like is that in the week? Is that it still in the preseason? Like if
no, that's in the middle, right? So that's like if you're in the 4-hour cooking period, okay. right? Because say that's how long it takes. You try your meal, right? Because you want to make sure that everything tastes good, especially like if you're making a soup of some kind. You're like, this needs a little more salt.
I need to do better.
This
with that.
Needs a little pepper.
I am not that dude.
And so,
but I watch people on the cooking shows do it all the time.
Right.
Like, how do you know? And I've seen the judges. They'll say, did you taste this?
There was a guy I watched that had paper still on his dessert yesterday. On his dessert? He didn't take off the parchment paper.
Come on, bro.
Anyway.
I still want to ask.
But that's like the attitude like sprinkled in and the little technicalities that come with the off season. To build for the season. So you have the 4-hour cooking wait time, because just because you have the ingredients doesn't mean that it doesn't take time to blend, to enhance, to work toward that desired outcome.
You drop desired outcome.
All that takes is time, right? Yeah, you have that's what spring and summer are for, to let the meat cook.
Yeah.
And then it's all worth the wait in the end. Everything comes together. All those flavors merge into something beautiful, as long as you can cook it right, right? So you have to like know what you're doing, versus hey, I'm just gonna throw all this stuff in the crock pot and see.
You said something interesting off air. You said, yeah, I don't know if I would use this cut of meat again, or that mm-hmm. style of cooking. And this analogy, would that be like? Yeah, I don't know if I would use the same player or the same manner in which to, like, either move the ball or stop.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
You know, because you thought it was going to be something, and it wasn't. Like, ah, man, it's a little too much like brisket than steak.
Because it was steak bites, but when they came out, they pulled apart like brisket.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I don't think I'm not going to use that cut of meat again. But that's interesting you say that, because it also comes out to saying, hey, it was still good. It still tasted fine, but it wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
So you attack it again. If you cook something one time, you're not going to make it perfect.
And now, everybody's tweaked the same meals.
But trial and error, right?
Right?
Yeah. So you work with what you have. If you work this season and you win 6 games with the people that you have because that's how your first meal was put together, how do you improve it the next time you make it?
I'll tell you what.
That's what you're working toward. You're working toward satisfaction. You're not satisfied. I wasn't satisfied with how that meat turned out.
Yeah, there's something that Coach Rule said to that. Shane, it is – Coach Rule, it's the one about not counting anybody out. He said – it's not Sims, it's Rule. The hardest – hey, so –
while you're looking for that, I'm going to see.
Rule 7, Shane.
Number 7?
Yeah, you know I can't read.
I can't read.
Here, I'm
I hate that I don't have that correct answer. He's not throwing with us yet, so they might. They talked last week about beginning a progression, but I'm not sure the exact date. So I will say Casey's doing a wonderful job of, like, he's kind of become like a coach. Like, he's in there every night working. He knows the progressions as well as anybody, the depths. I mean, he's really a smart guy who's putting a lot of time in.
So that reminds me of, do you ever have ingredients that you'll get from a recipe that everybody's using, but you kind of
you're hesitant?
You don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, man, I don't like onions and celery. I know they use onions and celery. So it's,
a lot of people don't like heat either.
So it's good, but there's always this thing in the back of your mind, like, what if I added this? I'm kind of getting the sense that's how this staff is starting to feel about Casey. Because let's go back a month and a half ago when we were talking about spring ball, and I was trying to describe Casey's temperament. And I've only heard one media guy so far out of everybody that's giving their opinions that is hanging in there with Casey Thompson. I'm still 50-50. I'm not, and I probably have seen more than most, right? I'm still not, like, married to the expectations of the outcomes at the quarterback spot. Casey Thompson is the type of guy that makes you uncomfortable that he's not in the game. I'm telling you, he's that ingredient where you're like, why does everybody keep wanting me to add onions? Like, are onions that big of a deal? I don't even like onions. Right? I don't explain when we set the lineup how Casey Thompson could be like adding onions.
And I'm going to further that point too. Justin, good morning. Thanks for joining us on YouTube TV. We'll be back.